In this next podcast, we will look at what Muslims believe about angels. Muslims believe that angels bring the word of God to the prophets or messengers of God. For Sunni Muslims, the belief in angels is one of the six articles of faith. Angels are part of the unseen world. They are supernatural beings created by God from light. In the Quran it says, "Praise be to God, creator of the heavens and the earth, who made angels messengers with two, three, four pairs of wings." Muslims believe that angels are able to receive God's words directly from him and pass them on to the prophets of God. They can do this because they are pure and sinless. Angels have no free will, so they cannot do anything to displease God. For Muslims, angels are involved in the lives of human beings from soon after the conception, until the moment of death. Some are guardian angels who take care of each person throughout their lives. Others are responsible for recording in a book of deeds everything each person says or does. This book will be presented as evidence before God on the Day of Judgment. Also, the angel Israfil will blow a trumpet to announce the Day of Judgment. The angel of death and his helpers take people's souls to God. Angels also escort people into paradise and guard the gates of hell. Two very well-known angels are the angel Jibril and the angel Michael. Now, the angel Jibril, who in Christianity is known as the angel Gabriel, is the most familiar angel probably that exists or has ever existed, being, as I say, familiar to not just Muslims, but to Christians and Jews also. Jibril is an archangel. Archangels are special angels with a higher status than others. Jibril was a trusted messenger, or is a trusted messenger of God. Jibril was the angel who relayed the Quran to the Prophet Muhammad from God. Muslims believe that Jibril first appeared to Muhammad when the Prophet was a child. In one story, Jibril, together with Michael, came to Muhammad during the night, purified his heart, so that later in life Muhammad would be able to receive God's revelation. When Muhammad was 40, Jibril returned to him in a blaze of light when he was meditating at Mount Hira. Jibril told Muhammad what God wanted him to do and inspired him with the revelations of the Quran. God continued to guide Muhammad throughout his life, often communicating through Jibril. The angel Michael, also known as Michael in both Christianity and Judaism, is another high-ranking archangel. Muslims believe that Michael is an angel of mercy. God has assigned Michael to reward righteous people for the good that they do during their lives on earth. God has also given Michael responsibility for sending rain, thunder, and lightning to earth. The Quran mentions Michael when it warns that anyone who is an enemy of God's angels is also an enemy of God. Muslims believe that Jibril and Michael have brought nourishment to human beings. Jibril brought the spiritual nourishment of God's words in the Quran, and Michael brings nourishment for the earth and human life through the rain. Another quote from the Quran that would link to the idea and theory around angels in Islam is, "The record of their deeds will be laid open, and you will see the guilty dismayed at what they contain, saying, 'Woe to us! What a record this is! It does not leave any deed, small or large, unaccounted for.' They will find everything they ever did laid in front of them. Your Lord will not be unjust to anyone." This line from the Quran suggests that anything that a human does in their life is recorded by angels, and that all of this will be laid bare in front of God on the Day of Judgment to decide where that person will go to in the afterlife. Therefore, it's very clear to all around us that angels are a very important being in Islam.